This is a microphone. He would hold that and tell me the story as much as you can remember.
I heard it, and I didn't hear it. but it simply was one guy was going to meet another guy, and he hadn't seen him in a number of years. And the other fellow was saying that he wasn't who he said he was, you know. And I apologize, but I didn't listen to what he said. I listened, but I didn't hear what he said. Why? But he was not who he thought he was. But that's about it, and ended so abruptly that I really didn't hear what he said. So I didn't really get a good storyline, you know, about what it was really about. I'm sorry.
Is there anything else in the story that you remember?
Oh boy, not really.
Oh, well, that's fine. All right, now, if you wouldn't mind, I'd love for you to tell me a story. It could be a childhood experience, it could be work-related, but tell me a story that has at least two or three people in it.
Well, I have done pretty much about everything I wanted to do, even though I don't have no education. I have worked and done pretty good until this joke, you can hear me. I can't talk and I can't walk right. But up until then, I was doing pretty good. And I'm 62 years old, you know. But right now, I'm not doing too bad because I watch myself, I take care of myself, I feed myself, and, you know, I live with one of my daughters, but I take care of me. I do everything I have to do. And so far, it's a couple of things that is more aggravating than anything else. I don't hurt. But yet I can't walk right, and I used to walk all over this city, northeast and northwest, southeast, southwest. I used to walk all over. Now I can't walk a block without stopping, get my rest, walk a little further, give me some rest. But it's just the things like that that are more aggravating than them. But like I said, I know that I'm getting older, and that kind of gets me down because I have always been a person. I have gone everywhere. I have driven all over this country. I have been all over this country. I do what I wanted to do, but now I cannot do that, and that's aggravating. It makes me angry more than anything else. You know, but I'm not doing too awful bad. I saw my kids. I have two. I have a boy and a girl. Her birthday was last month, and his was in June. So I got both of them out of the room. But they're not making me happy. But you know, neither did I. You know, I wouldn't listen to either. And they are doing the same things that I did, which is not good, but nothing I can do about it. Like last Saturday, I was over in Baltimore because my daughter turned 25. And I told her, I said, the day is your day. You goof up. The only thing you want to do is day is the game 25, but one time. But tomorrow you be back on the case. Yeah. But other than that, I can't say. Only thing is, I'm disappointed in the way they turned out. You know, I'm saying I got a little time because he, my son is getting older. He's 34. Well, my daughter turned 25. And I said, she got a little, I used to think when she was born, oh, I got a girl. I got a boy. No boys don't have any sense. I got a girl. I thought, but she does as crazy as he is. She ain't no better. But they are not in jail or not hurt and not like, so I should be grateful. Okay. You know. So and besides, I got a watch for the weekend, so that was good.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, that's good.
So like I said, so far I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, now I'm going to tell you a short story, and then I want you to tell it back to me.
Okay.
Here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. That's the story. Now, tell it back to me.
Well, you say the lady was shopping. She dropped her wallet. And when she got a thing, got the checkout, she had no way to pay for her groceries. I forgot how you say she got home, but she got home and she got their telephone line. And it was a little girl saying that she had found her wallet. And she thanked her, you know.
Okay. Good. So remember the story because I'm going to ask you to tell it to me at the end.
Okay.
Okay?
Excuse me one second.
Okay.